Welcome back to this course on mindfulness and habit change. Yesterday we examined and practiced working with the fourth of the main habit energies, the energy of doing or busyness that can lead us to stress, worry, and anxiety. Today we'll explore one of the most important qualities we can cultivate to help change unhealthy habit patterns and develop more healthy ones. That's the quality of self-compassion, a quality of meeting our experience with kindness, without judgment, while recognizing that our difficulties are part of the suffering shared by all humans. Research studies by Barbara Fredrickson at the University of North Carolina and her colleagues have shown that cultivating positive emotions such as joy or love can counter and limit the effects of challenging emotions like anger or fear that can often spur unhealthy habits. The implications of the work of Fredrickson and her colleagues are significant for transforming harmful habits. Very often when we're experiencing a painful emotion, mood, or mind state, we gravitate towards unhealthy patterns of behavior. When you're feeling sad, lonely, angry, or afraid, it's very easy to reach for the easiest or most accessible way to comfort yourself. And usually this won't be what's best for you in the long term or reflect your deepest intentions. One of the most important qualities that we can cultivate to help change unhealthy habits is self-compassion, meeting yourself and your experience with kindness and care. If you're pulled towards a habitual behavior, say wanting something to satisfy an urge or craving, or moving towards distraction, or reacting with anger to what someone has said, or being caught up in the energy of doing, the practice of self-compassion invites you to cultivate feelings of kindness towards yourself and to meet your experience non-judgmentally, recognizing that you're not alone in experiencing these feelings and wishing to alleviate your own suffering. Self-compassion can also be helpful in responding to lapses, for example, where we've acted out unhealthy patterns and we might normally feel judgmental towards ourselves. Instead, we can choose to respond to the lapse with kindness and non-judgment. Kristen Neff, a leading writer and researcher on self-compassion, defines self-compassion as entailing three key components. First, self-kindness, being gentle and understanding towards ourselves rather than critical and judgmental. Second, recognizing our common humanity, feeling connected with others rather than feeling isolated and alienated. And third, mindfulness, holding our experience in a balanced awareness rather than identifying with it or avoiding it. Studies show the importance of self-compassion for developing well-being, reducing depression and anxiety, and increasing resilience to stress. Other studies have found that self-compassion is associated with psychological strengths, such as happiness, optimism, wisdom, curiosity and exploration, personal initiative and emotional intelligence. Self-compassion also decreases cortisol, the stress-related chemical, and heart rate variability, which is linked to less rumination, perfectionism, and fear of failure. Self-compassion also promotes health-related behaviors like sticking to one's diet, exercising, reducing smoking, and seeking needed medical treatment. Self-compassion, like mindfulness, can be developed and deepened through training and practice. Kristen Neff and Christopher Germer developed an 8-week mindful self-compassion program and found that the program raised participants' self-compassion levels by 43%. So we'll be doing a meditation on self-compassion now, cultivating this quality of kindness towards ourselves, mindfulness, and recognizing our common humanity. Begin this meditation by sitting in a relaxed and comfortable posture. Or you can practice this meditation walking in a quiet place. Take some moments to relax and let go of any tension in the body and mind by taking some full breaths, relaxing any area of tension and inviting a smile to the corners of your eyes and mouth. Bring a kind attention to any suffering you may be experiencing. Sadness, loneliness, fear, hurt, worry, and meet your feelings with kindness and care. Allow yourself to let go of any story or narrative about why you're feeling sad, lonely, etc., and open to the feelings you're experiencing. Open to the bodily feelings that are present with kindness and acceptance. You could place your hand on your heart and hold the painful feelings that are present with kindness. And set the intention to meet the painful feelings with care, compassion, and understanding. Know that you're not alone, that others too are experiencing difficulties, pain, and loss. That this is a shared human experience. Now repeat these phrases to yourself with kindness. May I be safe. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be kind to myself. May I be kind to myself. May I accept myself as I am. can repeat the phrases to yourself, opening to whatever bodily feelings may arise, meeting whatever you're experiencing with kindness and acceptance. When the mind wanders, gently bring your attention back to repeating the phrases or to the bodily feelings that are present. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be kind to myself. May I accept myself as I am. If the practice evokes intense feelings or emotions, you can come back to awareness of your breathing. And when you feel ready, return to the phrases of self-compassion. Finally, sit quietly for a few minutes, opening to whatever feelings or sensations are present. Allow yourself to take in any feelings of kindness towards yourself that arise. And if no feelings come up, or if you experience negative or difficult emotions, meet this with kindness and acceptance. Appreciating the efforts and intentions you've brought to this practice of cultivating kindness towards yourself. Tomorrow we'll summarize the themes we've covered over these 10 days and conclude this series with a guided meditation.